idols are just something we read about in the Old Testament, right? I mean, I'm sure that has nothing to do with us today. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Do you feel like the stories in the Old Testament about idolatry really feel remote, like they just don't matter for us today? I mean, after all, we're not sacrificing to Molech or bowing down in front of a golden cow nowadays. But the definition of an idol isn't about statues, it's about your heart and where you find your security. Let's talk about it with Merciful God, written by Zoe Brickner. Road, tell us what to do. We will die here on the planet Yavora. The Kuvil regime took the rest of our people to their planet, and they won't let us live here peacefully. It's been years since Juro's old dynasty held us in slavery. Maybe if we go back, their new rulers will help us. The desperate shouts and worried exclamations filled their meeting space, a hollowed-out tree trunk aglow with jars of lightning bugs. Rode closed his eyes for just a moment, resting in Yahweh's presence despite the contentious atmosphere. After generations of sin and idolatry, Yahweh's judgment had come to pass. Kuvil had conquered Rode's people, the Yavorians. Now only a remnant was left on their home planet under the Kuvil regime. Their ships swarmed the sky, as numerous as the bugs, blocking the two Yavorian suns, slowly killing the planet's lush greenery. Soon, their livelihoods would be upended, and they'd starve. Bora, the Yavorian army captain, stepped closer and shook Rode's shoulders. "Go, ask Yahweh for mercy. Ask him to show us the way, and we swear we will follow it. Whether that means we stay here as captives of Kuvil, or we return to Juro for refuge." Rode was appalled at the idea of returning to the very planet Yahweh had delivered them from. He wanted to be compassionate and hopeful, but he could only be suspicious of Bora's plea. Of course, now they wanted to hear from Yahweh, after generations of ignoring Yahweh's commands. Were they merely desperate to avoid destruction, or were they sincere in their desire for repentance? "I will pray," Rode decided. "Whatever Yahweh says, I will tell you." The moment Rode was alone, he collapsed from exhaustion. A few glimmers of light shone in the sky through the dense canopy. As Rode stared up at them, he wondered if they were stars or impending spaceships. Sighing, he prayed, "Help me be faithful. Please reveal your will to me." For 10 days, Rode remained silent before Yahweh until he spoke. Rode called the commanders together, but the cold and determined look on Captain Bora's face made him hesitate. Gathering himself, Rode said, "If we remain on this planet, the one Yahweh promised to us, and trust in his protection, he will be gracious and we will prosper. We can trust that he will be merciful to us." Everyone was silent, but Bora's eyes were ablaze with anger. "You lie! Your words are treasonous. If we stay, Kuvil will destroy us all." "But Yahweh promises he will preserve a remnant of our people," Rode said. The leaders began filing out of the tree, casting dirty glares and muttering "traitor" in his direction. Rode hollered after them, "Fleeing to Juro would just be another idolatrous response. Yahweh's giving us another opportunity to put our trust in him." No one listened. Before the suns had even set, Rode was corralled onto a shuttle with a horde of other Yavorians. They slipped through Kuvil's blockade with a cloaking device. Rode pressed his face against the window and watched as the green planet's surface grew dim. Yavora was a gift from Yahweh, a place for prosperity after slavery. And now, instead of leaning into his mercies, Rode was taken with the rest of his people back to Juro. But Yavora was his home, their home. "I am with you, and I still give my mercy to my people," Yahweh said to Rode as Yavora faded from sight. "One day, I will bring you home. I am making all things new, and I will dwell with you forever. Okay, let's think about this a little more. Today's story is an allegory of Jeremiah 42 and 43. Israel sought Egypt's help when Babylon attacked them, despite the fact that Egypt had enslaved them for over 400 years. Their choice to return to Egypt for refuge was an act of idolatry because they put their trust and hope in something other than God. To us, it may seem absurd and idiotic that Israel would even consider turning to Egypt, but we often fall into idolatry as well. What are some things in your life that you're tempted to trust before you trust God? Maybe it's your own good deeds, a relationship, academic or athletic achievement, financial success, social status, material security, or even a government or church leader. Consider taking a moment to bring your idols to God and take comfort knowing that He will never let you down, even though our idols will. And like Israel, we have all failed to fully trust God at times. However, Jesus lived a life of perfect trust in God the Father and perfect obedience to Him. When Jesus died and rose again, He bore the punishment our sins deserve, including idolatry, so that we don't have to. God washes away the very memory of our sins purely out of love for us. We can read about that in Isaiah 43, verse 25. Jesus is always with us, and His death and resurrection have ushered in the new creation. When Jesus returns, He will complete His restoration of the heavens and the earth, and we will all live in a new Jerusalem with Jesus and with all His people forever. Read about all of that in Revelation 7, 9, and chapter 21, 1 through 5. And we can experience a taste of that new Jerusalem now when we gather with His people, the church. Praise God for this gift of mercy. How could you celebrate God's goodness with fellow Christians in your life? Now, as you and I can read in Ephesians 2, 4, and 5, but God, who is rich in mercy, because of His great love that He had for us, made us alive with Christ, even though we were dead in trespasses. You are saved by grace. And dig deeper in your Bible for more in Jeremiah 42, 1 through chapter 43, verse 7, and Ephesians 2, 1 through 10, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries, and you can have it with you whatever you're doing with the Unlocked app. It's free, and you can listen to or read each day's devotion, take notes, read the Bible verses, and more. Get the Unlocked app by searching your app store for Unlocked Daily Devotions for Teens. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. Why you don't have to clean up your life to come close to God. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.